This is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Pentagon said Thursday U.S. Special Forces carried out a successful counterterrorism mission in northwestern Syria. A statement from a Pentagon spokesperson did not give any specifics about the mission or its target, only saying that there were no U.S. casualties. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. will have remarks on what happened later Thursday. The nighttime raid took place in the last rebel-held part of Syria and home to several top operatives from al-Qaeda and other militant groups. The U.S. military has previously targeted high-ranking al-Qaeda leaders in the region, often relying on airstrikes from armed drones. U.S. President Joe Biden wades into the politically treacherous issue of crime and guns with a trip to the U.S. city of New York, Thursday, where recent shootings of police have highlighted a growing fear of violent disorder in America's big cities. Mr. Biden is traveling with Attorney General Merrick Garland. A crime wave has been connected by experts to a combination of social disruption linked to the pandemic and fallout for police departments in the aftermath of a spate of botched arrests in which Black people were killed or badly injured. President Biden will discuss his vision for smart policing, a senior administration official told reporters, describing the president's attempt to balance strong law enforcement with the kind of reforms demanded by the Black Lives Matter movement. The U.S. Army announced Wednesday it will begin discharging soldiers who have refused to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The Army said effective immediately, commanders are to initiate voluntary separation proceedings against any soldier who has refused the COVID-19 vaccination order and does not have an approved or pending exemption request. This is VOA News. The European Union is working on a joint response to the letter which many of its members' countries received from Russia earlier this week, asking for security guarantees, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday. She told reporters on a visit in Helsinki, quote, "We are united in the European Union, and therefore it is clear that the response will reflect that unity," end quote. South Africa started its once-in-a-decade population count late Wednesday night, a laborious process that will run through February 28th. The country has a gaping divide between rich and poor and decided to start its census by counting the poorest of the poor who live on the streets of its economic capital. It's only the fourth census since the advent of democracy in 1994. The count normally happens every 10 years but was delayed last year due to COVID. At midnight, 165,000 enumerators took to the streets with a detailed questionnaire to count everyone in the country at that moment, quote, irrespective of age, race, color, or creed, end quote. News reports say the U.S. National Football League plans to investigate allegations of internal tampering made in a lawsuit filed by former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores against the team and owner Stephen Ross. Flores filed a lawsuit Tuesday in federal court accusing the NFL and three teams of racial discrimination in hiring. Flores alleges that Ross offered to pay him $100,000 per defeat during the 2019 season in a bid to secure the number one selection in the NFL draft. Flores said he refused the offer. Flores, who is Black, was fired by the Dolphins last month despite finishing the 2021 season with a winning record. Mississippi joined 36 other U.S. states in legalizing marijuana for medical use Wednesday. The governor signed legislation permitting cannabis for treatment of severe debilitating health conditions such as cancer, AIDS, and Alzheimer's disease. Mississippi voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure in November 2020 to establish a medical cannabis program, but it was later invalidated by the state Supreme Court. The new law took effect immediately. Facebook's parent company Meta has announced a sharper-than-expected drop in profit, a decrease in users, and threats to its ad business. The social media giant reported losing roughly 1 million daily users globally between the last two quarters of 2021. The company's executives have repeatedly referred to competition from TikTok and other networks. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.